So we are going to move on to something that is tangent on what you were just talking about, being risk averse. Risk averseness is a form of mindset, isn't it? So there is an initiative called the Inner Development Goals that proposes a new way of thinking. And we have previously been talking about the business case and the moral case for diversity, equity, and inclusion. And we can see that neither of these arguments are really having a compelling persuasion on the labor market this fall. We could say that you will earn money, it will be beneficial. We're not buying that proposal. We can say it will be just, we're not buying that either so far in an extension that we need to see. Okay, so this is important because if we're not doing this, we're not taking the right steps, they will have an implication not only in the form of the loss of opportunity of the potential labor that we have seen that could be brought to the table, but it also means that we're not aligned with the values and objectives expressed in the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals that I know a lot of you guys and a lot of you guys at home are working with. So it becomes difficult to reach the goals set out, for instance, goal number 8, decent work and economic growth. However, let's take another approach. What if the answers are more embedded in the way we have been taught to view the world? And what if there are ways that could enable us to do more, with in particular taking departure from the UN Sustainable Goals 2030 with the right mindset, the right behavior, and the right skills? Now we have Paul De Bruyn here, who will talk us through what the initiative, the Inner Development Goals, proposes, which is an additional way forward, so it's very exciting. Paul, you are a meta developer at Linköping's University, as well as Chalmers Institute, working with this, having extensive knowledge in this, and I'm excited to hear what you're going to say. Please, the stage is yours. A warm applause.
Very nice to meet you, everyone. So yes, my main activity is teaching meditation. And I do that in many different settings. And listening to all these beautiful speakers today, and especially what happened in the last minute here on stage, the question about the time it takes for change to happen. When I think about that, I get really worried. It's a big worry, because we are very short on time, and we are missing the target on so many levels. So the big question here is, what will it take for us to make the necessary adjustment and changes to transform our society and the way we are working? So teaching meditation, I focus on a few different things. And one of them is the development of attention. Attention is the basis. In meditation, it's what allows us, developing the attention allows us to investigate our minds, and it allows us to open our hearts. And I think it was, or I know it was, Einstein who talked about the problems that we have created, that we can't solve a problem with the same level of consciousness or the same level of thinking that created it in the first place. So with that as a start, how can we overcome the seemingly impossible challenges facing humanity? And how is that connected to what we're doing here today? So we are at the crossroads and time is running out. The scope of the current meta-crisis, if you want to call it that, spans over political, technological, economical, social, and above all, environmental areas. And the global goals seems very hard to reach in the pace that we are currently moving. How does this make you feel when you hear this now? What goes on in you right now? We can look at these goals as something that we need to do. We need to reduce emission, we need to do all these different things, but is that really the problem? Are those things really the base of the problem? I don't think so. I think the base of the problem is selfishness, greed, and above all, apathy. An apathy, that is the willingness to get out of that uncomfortable feeling that we are experiencing when we are really considering the state of things. And there are so many ways to numb ourselves. There are so many ways to distract ourselves of these pressing questions. You all know that. I'm sure you have your favorite ones. I definitely do have mine. The refrigerator is one of them. Maybe technology a bit too. So you could say that at the root of all our challenges lies the sense of separation. And that is the sense of separation from ourselves. It's the sense of separation from each other. And it's the sense of separation from nature, which allows us to behave in a way that causes destruction and degradation of the natural environment. So the opposite of separation is wholeness and connectedness, or maybe also the phrase that Thich Nhat Hanh coined, interbeing. So with this said, let's get out of the heaviness. Let's look forward instead. And I'm going to talk about this really beautiful initiative. How many of you have heard about the Inner Development Goals before? Can I see some hands raised? Yes, quite a few. Good, but less than half. So I'm happy to contribute to that. So the basic idea is that we need to change in able to make the necessary changes on the outside. So the Inner Development Goals has its roots in Sweden and coming out of the Ekvärdet Foundation. They started the journey with one important question. Phase one was this question. What capabilities, qualities, or skills do you believe are essential to develop individually and collectively in order to get us significantly closer to fulfilling the Sustainable Development Goals? What comes to mind? Well, this survey had more than 1,000 responses. People were actively engaging. And then a team of scientists got together and sorted and divided these goals into 5 main categories. And those 5 categories are being, thinking, relating, and collaborating. And all in all, the results were 23 skills. So if you take a look at this list, what sticks out to you? Perhaps you go, oh yeah, I'm okay in that. I managed that one. And then there's a few other ones where you go, ouch, that's not really comfortable, right? Yeah, I guess so. So the beauty of this is that with these Inner Development Goals, we have a roadmap. And for everyone who works in HR or personal development or works with the inner skills in some way, or as Amri put it well, that these skills, they match so well with the stuff that we need to develop in order to perform a good job in diversity and inclusion. So after having gathered all these 23 skills, they moved into the next phase, which was, how do we develop them? How can we help people grow in all these different areas? And another survey was made, and more than 2,000 responses were sent in from people all over the world in how we can train these different skills. And at the launch of this event, there was more than 4,000 people attending an IGG summit. And today, a wide network of hubs have been created all over the world of people who are really engaging with these questions, seeing that, yes, here we have a road forward. Here we have a way to both get the values and the concrete skills to work on, to really try to elevate ourselves as humanity, to do as Einstein proposed, take ourselves to a different level to solve the pressing problems of our time. So we are currently in phase three. About the previous slide, so there's now a toolkit that has been developed with all these different ways of working with this that is made available. You can all take a look at the website innerdevelopmentgoals.org to access this. So the Inner Development Program, the Inner Development Initiative now is in its phase three, validation and application. There's currently three research studies going on. There's 5 IDG nodes, 50 catalysts around the world, and an impressive network of academics at some of our major institutions. So they've really managed to gather the top thinkers in these fields, and it's very inspiring. And we have short time today, but I'm just going to lift one that I think is very relevant to what we do here. And that has to do with the work that you are doing in your organizations and how we can think about that. In this room and among the people who are watching, there is a lot of power to make a difference. So if we can make this transition in how we think about developing the members of our organization, and this applies to our thinking of transforming society as well. Inner development can no longer be offered to just a select few. It needs to permeate our organizations, permeate education and society at large. For this to be successful, organizations are extremely crucial leverage points. Not as something to be done intermittently, but as a continuous process to be done every day. It needs to be done on scale and with a shift on how we look at being human. And how beautiful wouldn't it be if the question, what skill are you currently working on in your inner development, is a question that each and every one of us could answer at any given time. So the man behind deliberately developmental organizations, Robert Keegan, has done some fantastic work. And there's a beautiful book by his called An Everyone Culture that's highly worth reading if you want to look deeper into this. And there's also a white paper on deliberately developmental organizations. And if any one of you wants a copy of that, I'll be happy to provide it, because I think the link is a little bit difficult. Or you can shoot the link and do that as well. So we just have a little bit of time left. No time left? Yeah, so highlighting three different skills that are relevant to what we do here. In the category of collaboration, we have the inclusive mindset and intercultural competence. And in the category of acting, yes, let's bring forth our courage. And in the category of relating, it's time for empathy and compassion, because that is what will hinder us from numb out. That is what will allow us, compassion is what will allow us to stay firm in the uncertainty and in the torment of what's going to come next. So I feel hope for the future with this perspective, and I hope you do too. So let's get to work.
Thank you so much, Paul. Thank you very much.